Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 31st December 2016. So we are revising last season's Avyakta Murlis. This is the fourth Avyakta Murli of the season, 31st December 2016. This is the starting of the year. We have started this year with this Murli. Okay? 31st December 2016. What did Baba say in this Murli? This is a very big Murli. First Murli, Baba talked about Om Shanti, dance of the mind, peace of the mind, power of the mind, and silence of the mind. That was first Murli, 16th October. Second Murli was on trip to Delhi, trip to capital. Third Murli was on trip to 21st January 1969. Which we revised yesterday. This is the fourth Murli in the series, 31st December 2016. There is one important word in this Murli, and we will focus our discussion on that word. For 1 year, this is probably a homework for the entire year, and probably Baba will ask that homework now. Baba said, you have to become a new word Baba has used, which probably he doesn't use so much in Avyakta Murlis, and he often uses in Sakar Murlis. You have to become Yogeshwar. You have to come in the line of Yogeshwar. Three things Baba has often said in Sakar Murlis. Now you are Gyan, Gyaneshwar. You have to become Yog, Yogeshwar, so that you become Raj Rajeshwar. What does the word Yogeshwar mean? Yogeshwar means master. Master of yoga or master in yoga. It also means master in some magical art. These are the some of the definitions. And the word Yogeshwar has come in Harivansh Puran. It has come in Mahabharata. It has come in Ramayana. And mostly it is used for Shri Krishna in the path, on the path of devotion. They say God is Yogeshwar, or Shri Krishna is Yogeshwar. Baba says, you are Yogeshwar. Yogeshwar is a person who is master in the art of yoga, who is master in the art of meditation, who is master in the art of being in connection with Supreme Soul. So this Murli, if you read this Murli everywhere, lot of love and lot of remembrance. Baba has used the word many times. Mera Baba, my Baba, multiple times. It's almost repetition of the same thing. But now, as I said, we will discuss this Murli in a new perspective. Baba has given a homework to become Yogeshwar. Now, who is Yogeshwar? According to this Murli, one who has in his heart my Baba. This word is imprinted in whose heart. That person is Yogeshwar. Keep Baba in your heart in such a manner that nobody should be able to remove him from there. Keep Baba in your heart in such a manner that nobody should be able to remove him from that place. Keep him hidden within your heart. Baba says, Baba is seeing my Baba everywhere, in every heart, though there are so many hearts, but there is my Baba in every heart. There is nothing in every heart but my Baba. So this is a very simple word, but you know, it has got so many meanings and connotations. To have only God in one's heart means we don't have any other person in our heart. It means we are not attached to any other person of this world. It means that we have not given first place, first priority to any person in our heart. There is a saying in English, if you give to God second place in your life, you give him no place. You say that, okay, I have kept this person first and God next. It means you have given him no place at all. He wants first place, you know. I, thy Lord, thy God, I am a jealous God. Bible says, Old Testament, Old Testament, there is a statement where God says, I, thy Lord, thy God, am a jealous God. Please do not try to love any other person. Because I don't like that. I don't like if you love any other person. He is a very jealous God. So, to be Yogeshwar means to have Him placed in our heart. That is the first definition, my Baba. To be my Baba, to be seated in the heart, is the first definition. Second, Yogeshwar means remembrance of one. To remember only one, the one and the only one, the one without second, the undivided, unparalleled love for only one, is to become Yogeshwar. That is the second definition. Then Baba said, to be Yogeshwar means to be Manmanabhav. Baba said Manmanabhav means you are already situated in that stage of Manmanabhav. Manmanabhav Madhyaji Vakta Mam Namaskuru. Gita, this word has come twice. And in two of the shlokas, in the entire Gita, in 18 chapters, only twice it has come in with two different meanings. In one place it comes and Baba and the God of Gita says, you surrender unto me and I will take care of you. Be devoted unto me. Come unto me. Remember me alone. This is one place. And in the last chapter, 18th chapter, 18th canto of Bhagavad Gita, shlok number 65, there again it comes. But here it comes in different meaning. He says, Arjuna, you are very much dear to me. That's why Manmanabhav. Come unto me. Be devoted to me. Have your mind only attached to me alone. And I promise you that I will free you. I promise you that you will come to my abode. That is the promise. So, at two places this comes, first in chapter 6 and last in chapter 18th. But there is a lot of debate they held about this, which is more greater, which is more of more importance. Those, they said the last chapter where it comes, because there God says, Arjuna, because you are very dearer to me, that is why you come unto me. They said this shloka is more powerful than that earlier shloka. So Baba said, when Baba says, this is the Mahavakya as it is in the Murli, when Baba says Manmanabhav, get situated in Manmanabhav. So this is, to be Yogeshwar is to become Manmanabhav. Third, fourth, practice. In this Murli, Baba has used so many different timings. You have to practice getting situated in this stage. At one place he said in 1 second. At one place he said 3 minutes. At another place he said 15 minutes. At another place he said half an hour. At another place he said 1 hour. Different timings are given in this Murli. Are you able to get situated in your stage of Manmanabhav in a second? You should practice this. So this practice is required throughout the day, that all of a sudden we get situated in this stage of Manmanabhav, in this stage of being a Yogeshwar, in this stage of being connected with the Supreme, to the exclusion of everything around. This practice you have to do, because the time which is going to come will be of one of lot of tribulations and lot of upheaval. Amidst that upheaval, amidst that clamor, you should be able to get situated in the meaning of the word Om Shanti. And that is to become Yogeshwar. And that is to be situated in the stage of being a Yogeshwar. If you want to come in the line of Yogeshwar, Baba used the word. If you want to come in the line of being a Yogeshwar, you must do this practice. One more, last point, power of the mind. You have to increase the power of the mind. If you want to get stabilized in this Yogeshwar, being a Yogeshwar, you must increase your power of the mind. Baba said, if an order comes suddenly, will you be able to get situated in that stage? An order is an order. Baba says, an order is an order. How to become a Yogeshwar? So, from this Murli, today you can take this topic for churning, how to become a yogi, and write down many points. Last Sunday's Murli, which we discussed here, we discussed some of the qualification, about 16 qualifications of the yogi. Baba started, three types of yogis are there. The first yogi is Sahayogi. Sahayogi. He is having cooperation, he will have zeal and zest, he will be tireless, and his speed will be very fast. These are the, in the cooperative souls, there are two types. First are those who are having lot of zeal, enthusiasm, who are tireless, and who are speed, and they are cooperative. In the cooperative soul, this is the first category, and the second category, who are less of all these qualities, but when they see the first, they become cooperative. So the yogi should have all these four qualities. Second, yogi should have close relationship with God. Yogi should be an attainment of all, this is Sahaj Yogi, easy and constant yogi. Yogi should be a embodiment of success. Yogi should be an embodiment of all attainment. Yogi should have all relationships with God. Yogi should be happy. Yogi should be powerful. Yogi stage should be very powerful. Then Baba talked about third type of yogis, which are Prayogi, experimenter. They sit in the lab of practice and they discover new things. So be an experimenter in the practice lab. You practice, keep on experimenting with yoga, keep on experimenting with jnana, keep on experimenting with dharana, keep on experimenting with different virtues and different sevas. See which seva I have not done till now. There must be some service which you have not done. Look around Madhuban, go around and see and peep into each and every department and see, have I done this service? Let me try my hand at this. Seek at each and every place, have I sat there and did yoga? Let me do there. All the corners of Shantistam, each place of Kutia, everywhere. Sit in the courtyard of Madhuban for some time and be yogyukt. Yeah, Baba has, of course, I am right now discussing something else. In that Murli, Baba said, he started the Murli that you all are cooperative souls, and then he talked about two types of cooperative, and then later on he said there are two types of yogis. And in that Murli, he actually said Sahaj Yogis are greater than Prayogis. But at few other Murlis, Baba has said Prayogis is a little advanced stage, because Prayog word has got many meanings. In that Murli, Baba said, Prayogi is the one who keeps on experimenting. Sometimes he gets success, sometimes he doesn't get success. Sometimes he has to think a lot, sometimes he thinks and he becomes the embodiment of success. So sometimes he is happy, sometimes he is unhappy. So he is sometimes entering into the stage of that Sahaj Yogi. Sometimes he is tall, sometimes he is short, and sometimes he is heavy. He told, in that way, this Prayogi is little at a lesser rung than the Sahaj Yogi. But Prayog also has few other meanings. And if you go to few other Avyakta Murlis, you will get some different meanings of Prayog. One is Yogi, who does yoga. And Prayogi is one who experiences that, who brings that into practice. That is one of the another meaning of Prayog. Prayog has got two meanings. One is to experiment and not get successful. It is like pre-yogi stage. And Prayog also has another meaning, which is post-yogi stage. Because post-yogi also is a Prayogi and pre-yogi is also Prayogi. So you use, you utilize. So Prayog has many things, many meanings. In that Murli, Baba has said, see, that's why for understanding one Murli, you cannot just rely on that Murli. In order to understand this Murli, you have to understand 10 other Murlis. If Baba says one word, one Mahavakya, in order to understand that one line, you have to know few other lines. Because at many places he said, you should not do any efforts. Baba doesn't like children to do efforts. But he doesn't mean, at another place he said, you have to do efforts. At another place, you should have no business with this Brahma. And another place he will say, without this Brahma, you will not have any connection with Shivaba. Baba said, oh, you should not be interested in this music and songs. Baba has come to take you beyond the songs, beyond sound. At another place, he will say, when you get depressed, go to bathroom and sing and dance. This is what he has said. He is, you know, there is a contrasting things. There are contrasting things in what he has spoken, but there is no contrast in him. In him there is no contrast, but what he has spoken, because all the spoken things are as per the time, place and persons. The people who were sitting in history hall, in the meditation hall, or in Om Shanti Bhavan, as per them Baba said all these things. So sometimes they may appear very contradictory. Absolutely contradictory. You said this, now you are saying this. We can even challenge him. But as I said, there might be contradiction in what he said, but there is no contradiction in him. So, qualities of a yogi, he will be an experimenter in the lab of practice. Qualities of a yogi, he will be self-transformer. When you come in this land of transformation, you should go from here transformed. You should take Mahaprasad, the holy offering of experience, happiness, intoxication. Three prasads if you take, then you are yogi. You should take some memorial from this place, and the memorial is embodiment of all attainments. This is to become a yogi. A yogi is someone who is like that cow, and he is the cowherd boy. He is the Gopal. The cow is totally surrendered unto him. Wherever, whatever you will give to eat, I will eat. Whatever grass, wherever you will take me, I will go. That is an absolute attitude of surrender, and that attitude of surrender is to be yogi. And Baba said, yogi is someone who remains situated in self-respect. What are the self-respect? You are the light of my eyes. You are the jewels of my forehead. You are the beads of the garland of victory round my neck. You are the smile on my lips. You are the smile on my lips. These are the different samans. These are the respect, self-respect. You are those who have taken golden chance, and you have become golden chancellor. This is to become yogi. So recently Baba talked so many things about yogi, and in this Murli, the homework is to become Yogeshwar, to come in the line of being a Yogeshwar. And practice. And do this practice, and order can come anytime. The moment the order has come, immediately you should get situated in that stage of Om Shanti, or in that stage of remembrance, or in that stage of Manmanabhav. This is to become a Yogeshwar. Om Shanti.